Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening. This is Gwen. I'm down in South Florida, and with me in New York City is my co-host, Nicole Tomasini. Hi, Nick.
Hi, Gwen.
And this is the Consciousness Shift. We're going to get it right one day, aren't we?
Yep.
We're going to open it up with a little bit of tune for you this evening. Not a long one, but a very, very relative one. Give you some Delta Ray.
Hold my head. Ooh, baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my head. Ooh, baby, it's a long way down, a long way down. If you get sleep, or if you get none,
the cat's gonna call in the morning, baby.
Inject a cupboard for your daddy's gun.
Red sun rises back in early morning.
The Lord's gonna come for your firstborn son.
His hair's on fire and his heart is burning.
Go to the river where the water runs.
Wash him deep where the tide.
Live you fall, live you fall. Hold my head, ooh baby, it's a long way down to the bottom of the river. Hold my head, ooh baby, it's a long way down, a long way down. Ooh, we'll cheat you for the pale moonlight.
Drunk and driven by a devil's hunger.
Nice.
Well, you know what? You're going to have to hold on, folks, because it's going to get a little bit dark up ahead. Keep your light bright. On the East Coast, we will see the preumbra of the eclipse. Now, it's this weekend. It happens on the full moon of the 19th, and it's going to usher in an intense period, an eclipse season, if you will. Mercury retrograde in Scorpio. The next Pluto-Uranus square is November 1st with the Venus Max. And November 1st, another eclipse on November 3rd at 11 degrees Scorpio. And a comet riding by Mars and Regulus. We duck down, people. Duck down.
For real.
Oh, hey, yeah. Honey. Get ready. But if you are a lady who likes the evening and the moon and the skies and you got a besom handy, get ready to ride.
Nice.
Get ready to ride. It's really going to be out there. Now, I'm getting a lot of my information here from a really wonderful source, the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. They're down under. They come to us from Australia, but they do some wonderful work. Now, here's the other side of this. The eclipse in Aries, Libra 25 degrees, when it begins on October 18th. And, of course, then it'll cross into the 19th. So you see how we've got this going on. But there's also, with the duck down, we've got some independence, freedom, adventure. And it's all about me, me, me. And, always have to watch yourself under the influence of me, 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 don't you?
But isn't that always what we're doing? How do I feel? What do I think about this? What do I want to do today? Do I feel tired?
you've got that right. Now you add in that black moon Lilith square and Mars opposite or opposing Neptune, and cast a few other bones into the center of the plate. And we're going to feel a little bit zapped, confronted, more than we really would like to. So it is very much a duck on down. Now, I know you said before we began that you had not heard the Pele report with Tom this week.
Yeah, and it was on my list of things to do, so I'm really glad to hear that. And I'm so glad also to hear what's going on with this eclipse, because I've done a few searches a few times, three times, and haven't really found, exactly what you just said, that information. So thank you very much. Because now it explains a lot more about what's been going on with me, and then I'm an Aries. It being an Aries moon, it's like, okay, I see the pushing and pulling, and I guess it's a lot of looking at me and looking at what we may or may not like that we're doing or about ourselves or whatever. So that's really, it's always good to hear that reflection from what's going on in the solar system back to, however it's interpreting in your daily life.
Well, it's out there. We're challenged more these days and it seems to hit us on the tail end of the year, just as the wheel of the year is turning. My favorite cross-quarter celebration is Samhain, or a lot of people mispronounce it as Samhain, or All Hallows Eve, which is a day that we return to the guidance of our ancestors. We look for them, we commune with them, and the veils really are thinner. And they're thinner than they ever have been before. And I'll tell you, one of the reasons must be because of not only the solar spots that are out there pinging, but you think about how broken down our biosphere has become. And those influences are just, even the magnetics of the solar and cosmic influences are just penetrating even more quicksilver than they ever have.
Wow.
So
that makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, it's not exactly the happy dance, but it's also, there's celebration in this, that we're learning and we're growing, even if we're ducking down. Let's listen to what Tom Lesher has to say with his Pele.
Let me just add one more thing before we move on, that, part of the veil being so thin now, we've discussed, your ancestors are very close to you, And for someone who's been looking for to see more of these types of things, especially after you brought up about, you know, seeing into the other dimensions, we had that one show a few weeks ago, but looking for these things. So now you know which ancestors are close to you. My father's very close to me. And today I looked outside at the playground, and there was a man, an older man, playing with a kid who looked very much like my father. And then a truck went by, and all it said was signs.
Oh, my God. Okay.
All right. I got it.
Yeah, the veils the dimensions are overlapping one another right now, and that's what it means with the thinning of the veil. So that's pretty good. That's incredible.
And it's right along with my father's sense of humor to just go, yeah, it is a sign. I know how your brain works. Yes, I am near you. I was like, hi, Dad. Great.
It's been a hell of a day at sea in New York, hasn't it?
Yeah, really cool. Anyway, go on with Tom. Let's hear it.
Yeah, let's hear the Pele report. It's worth listening to, and happy to do it here on the Consciousness Shift.
Yeah, this is Kai Pacho with the weekly Pele report coming through. This is October 16th, 2013, and we are approaching. The lunar eclipse is coming on Friday. The moon is in Aries, Thursday and Friday, and the eclipse is actually around 25 degrees late Aries. And it's going to move into Taurus, and by next week, Monday, it's in Gemini. In the meantime, yesterday, Mars went into the sign of Virgo, and it is opposing Neptune up there. You can see it in the chart that I put in, put in here. And that's going to be effective at least for a week. You know, as soon as it went into Virgo, it's exact, you know, this weekend. Other aspects is just, I don't know, Mercury is going retrograde next week. And this is what I really want to talk about, because it was in the beginning of November, I mean the beginning of October, that Mercury went into Scorpio. It came by, joined with the north node of the moon, joined with Saturn, is now going to be stationary, retrograde. It's going back over Saturn, back over the node, back to 2 degrees or something, Scorpio. And then it's going to go direct 3 weeks from now, and it's going to go back over the north node of the moon, back over Saturn, really until, I mean, we're not free of this aspect until like November 25th. And it is, you know, this is like a 6 week period of time. Mercury coming by at the initial start, and I've been talking about this aspect here of Saturn conjunct the north node in Scorpio for a while now. Mercury coming around is our left brain, our thinking, our ego. It's time to get practical, time to get real, time to get down to the basics, to the nitty-gritty. This Mars going into Virgo, it's time to wake up, get to work, put forth the effort to bring that dream of Neptune from Pisces down into focus, down into reality, down into our lives. The tendency can be, with Mars opposite Neptune, to want to not do Mars, but to escape. This is too much. I'm getting overwhelmed, and I want to get out of here. Pop a cold one, get lost, because it's really challenging. This is a super challenging time. And what is it a time of? It's a time of Scorpio, north node of the moon, conjunct Saturn in Scorpio, to unplug, unplug the old programs, unplug the old conditioning, and that old program, that old conditioning goes very deep, socio-cultural, religious. It says that you've got a lot to fear. It's ego-based. I've got this sign in the background, caution. You are leaving a area protected by the lifeguard. It's so perfect. I'm out here on this public beach in Cocoa Beach. The guy drives up, drops off this sign. And this is just the message that we get. This is the message, caution. The unknown is dangerous. Okay, you are not protected. But let's face it. The protection, a lot of times, is illusion. That we have a government. Here, the government in the United States is shut down. That we have a big brother. That we have a father figure. That we have, you know, a religion that's going to tell us what to do. And we're going to be, you know, protected. And we're going to be okay. And we're going to succeed. This is all about control from the outside. And I want to encourage you to go past that sign. And going past that sign means waking up. You do need to be cautious. Yeah, this is a time where the decisions that we make are really important. If we look at some of the aspects that are happening through 2014, there's a lot of power plays that are going to be going on. I'm going to talk more about the Grand Cross that's happening through 2014. It's actually starting now. It already began with that last new moon. And all I can say is that it's time for us with this Uranus in Aries, this eclipse in Aries. It's a time of really being cautious and being careful about who you are listening to, who you are talking to, what you are talking about, what plans you are making. Mercury wants to navigate its way. It is our way of finding our direction in the now. It's the ruler of Gemini, which is the now, and it's not easy. And what the call is, Jupiter. Jupiter in Cancer. That is the path of quick evolution. That is the path of abundance, the path of prosperity. It's in the sign of Cancer, conjunct Black Moon Lilith still. Stay home. Unplug. I just was imagining, you know, what if everyone declared bankruptcy? This is possible. This is a time where, you know what, the control mechanisms, the society, the religion, the external world, that external authority of Saturn is demanding, wanting, calling, pushing us for more and more and more. And this is the old paradigm of hierarchical external authority dictating so much of our personal choices and our personal lives. And so what we can say is this, you know, new ideas, Mercury into Scorpio, our ideas are confronting and they're hitting all of the resistance, all of the blocks, all of the external authority, all of the demands, all of the expectations put onto us. And the big use is fear. Fear is ruled by the moon, yes? The ego. Jeffrey Green in Evolutionary Astrology says the moon is the ego, and the ego lives in separation. I need to obey. I need to be small. I need to be protected in order to live the lifeguard. The ego is the lifeguard, and this is just a time now where the lifeguard is looming over us. Don't go outside the ego. Don't go into the spirit realm. There's nothing beyond your job. There's nothing that you know, you're not going to make money if you are not in this system. You are not going to survive. You are not going to live without taking orders, without having some external authority dictate your schedule, your time, your life. Saturn is about financial security, and this is a time where it is a struggle to survive financially. There's boundaries, there's limits, there's all of these expectations and demands placed upon us from the outside. But what? Now we have this eclipse happening in Aries, this moon coming through Aries. It joins with Uranus Thursday before we have this eclipse. And this is a time of breaking free, breaking out, breaking loose. So I encourage you to, over this six-week period of time or this two-month period of time of October and November, be careful, be cautious, make plans that don't so much rely upon the external support. It's time to become self-sufficient. It's time to choose and pick our friends very carefully. Mercury is friends. North Node of the Moon is new friends, new community, yes, from past lives. The nodes have to do with people that we have brought along, people that we have met before. It is a time of establishing new karmic relationships and breaking old, limiting relationships. So it's not a time for sleeping. It's not a time for hiding. It is a time of confronting. And with great caution, with great awareness, with great clarity, moving through. And this is this whole thing that I want to talk about, you know, trust. Trust. In order for commerce to happen, in order for business to happen, in order for relationship to happen, there's got to be trust. And Saturn, Mercury is a time of seriously, with great sobriety and great caution, choosing those who we can trust and moving into committed contracts and creating, establishing businesses and relationships that will be very long lasting over the future times, and breaking, letting go, dying to the old external forms of security, financial, emotional, sexual, otherwise. This Uranus is really calling us to break out and break free. And it's just not so simple. It's not so easy. It's going to take some drastic steps. And what we're going to see now is, you know, Scorpio rules intensity. Things are, it's like we are getting squeezed. We need to decide. We need to make choices when it comes to this intensity. As we get squeezed, we get pressured to do things, to say things. Watch yourself. It's called the Freudian slip. When things are really intense and you don't have time to think and you're not being diplomatic or tactful, things will slip out. I'm sick of this. You want to listen to those Freudian slips. Listen to your unconscious kind of breaking through the ego into who I really am and what I really want and what's really valuable. And you're going to find that these deep feelings, these deep emotions are going to lead you away or want you to break out of the jail cell, out of the bird cage. It is time to fly free. It's time to see through the illusion of security that has been offered to us through so many institutions, corporations, and communities and really make this new paradigm happen. It could be seen as rebellion. I prefer revolution. The challenge here is Mercury-Saturn is negative thinking. Reflection and doing the serious thinking that needs to be done. The good part about it is objective. Saturn is objective. It's the elder. It's mature thinking. And that mature thinking is going to point out what's missing, what's lacking, what's wrong. We don't want to have our spirit, yes, our eternal self, that 90% of ourself, get dragged down by the ego thinking that says this is wrong, this is bad, this is whatever. But rather, use the trine to Neptune, the grand trine down to Lilith, and tap into yourself for a new dream, a new life, a new way, and see that all this too shall pass, that so many things in this temporal time-space world are not secure and they don't last forever, and that you have to tap into Neptune in Pisces, Chiron in Pisces, and heal that wound of separation from source through meditation, through whatever means you use to access your intuition, your imagination, and go beyond. Don't let yourself get dragged down into depression, into despair, into it's never going to work. Do that Mars in Virgo. Take the effort. Make the break. Pull out your sword and cut the cords. And cautiously go beyond where the lifeguard is watching. Go out into the cosmos, which is also in with Jupiter and Lilith and Cancer, into your emotions, into your feelings, into your needs. Listen to your inner child, the big critic, the father figure. The old external authorities are going to be looming, but listen to the inner child. The wisdom of your intuition knows the next step. Inner trust. Very simple mantra this week. When I feel run over, I must take command and lead my forces to the promised land. We can feel defensive. We can feel inadequate. We can feel powerless by these forces, the taxes, the governments, the authorities, the corporations that are beyond our control. Or we can unplug. We can break out, break free, get your little nest egg, do your little bankruptcy, get out of the illusion of security and into the truth of your infinite power and the infinite power of your mind and go to the promised land. When I feel run over, I must take command and lead my forces to the promised land. Namaste, aloha, so much love and luck.
Wow. He really gets right to it.
Well, I listened to it a couple of days ago, and I realized, wow, these feelings I've been having, and it's not funny, it's ironic. I'm going through a Saturn return, and that the first time around for me was me doing just that, taking command, breaking free. I did amazing things. Really, it was, so many people talk about it like, ooh, you know, and for me it was a really, really wonderful time. I got things done. I found my ground, as it were. So I think that's the opportunity, really, for many people right now, is holding your ground, defining it. You know, it's like we've been polishing tools spiritually and psychologically for years to come to this plateau. And whether or not it is part of the moment now that is a paradigm and dimensional shift, or it's just life in the cosmos and we're here doing it and these are the influences, it doesn't matter, because that's what's going on now.
Yeah, it's wow, I'm having an echo.
You are?
And I did everything I can do on this side. Oh, look, it's gone. Wow, much better. like I said, I hadn't listened to it, and it's so helpful to hear somebody say everything that you're feeling. And I asked a lot, you know, being a scientist, I and maybe everybody does this, but I have to see all the sides. I have to hear all the different opinions as to what I'm deciding to do. And, you know, sometimes that fear voice is so convincing, but you know it's wrong. And I find it's always about pulling myself out of what that is and continuing on. And also that listening to your feelings, like I'm learning that when I do feel something, even if I'm not interested in feeling that, I stop and say, well, I'm feeling this for a reason. So what is this? And I may not get an immediate answer, but I eventually do. It's because I really want to be doing something else, and something that I really love, but I haven't allowed myself or given myself the permission to have that activity be okay for my time, because I should be doing things to make money. And so when you look at that cycle, and I just realized this in the last couple of days, like, wow, if I could do whatever I wanted to do every day, what would it be? And it took me a little bit, even though I've been doing that, but right now it's different energy, and I see now that thumbs up, go ahead, do your thing, you know, just do what you love. It was really helpful to hear from him, from an outside source.
No, he's also saying that the point is right now with all these influences, it's the hardest thing you can approach. And it's the most difficult, because it's almost frozen like amber, like a mosquito in amber. It's frozen in ego and fear, because that's what's been going on for thousands of years on this planet. It's been, you know, that all awesome overlord of authority that's anchored in an outside power instead of the power within. And so I think his advice in saying, okay, you really got to go past the caution sign here and enter the unknown, which is releasing all those old dogmatic fear-based ideas of how to create your income and how to create your sustaining on the planet right now, because it's come up, and folks who have a question about it, and I think what he's saying, you know, we always internalize these things and take them on a personal level, but then place that map over the global situation at the moment, sociologically and geopolitically, and you can, that's kind of a scary boot, isn't it?
Well, I think that's very important to do, because at the end of the day, we also created this. We are all part of the human consciousness of this planet Earth. So if it's happening, it's part of us too, and we've had a hand in it. So
of course,
getting to the work of healing it and seeing that parallel is very helpful, because you say to yourself, well, I mean, I'm a peaceful person. I didn't create this. Well, yeah, maybe not you now, but a part of you has. And so, and can you see the parallels of parts of you that are fighting, parts of you that wants to blow the other one up, parts of you that are, you know, having drum circles and all about keeping the vibration high? I mean, it is a clear parallel.
Well, and the last time that Mercury was fully into a retrograde in Scorpio was in November of 2006. And what comes bubbling up, what came bubbling up at that time was the redos and the recalls and the readjustments. And that's what Scorpio really pushes you to do, especially in a retrograde, is to redo things with especially finding your finances. You could find yourself looking at partnerships that way, contracts, commitments, any kind of ties that bind that way, that establish your future. You follow?
Yeah, relationships, relax. Rethink, absolutely. Those are great tools.
It's not about the love song. It's about the sustainability, your everyday do, you know. It's about, one thing that Mercury is about is not about being afraid of the dark. You know, Mercury, guides you to the places that you weren't ready to go to. And it's like the Pele report says, you know, you really do have to walk past the caution sign and enter the unknown. And that's the challenge right now. That's what this paradigm shift is about, is walking past the caution sign and entering the unknown. So
on
every level, that's what's happening.
Yeah, and cleaning up those dark corners where you haven't wanted to go, but that energy is slowing you down. But again, to see it as, okay, well, but if I could have cleaned it up before, I would have. And so these Mercury retrogrades, I see it as a good time to just clean up, you know, look back at what's going on, look back at yourself, look back, you know, take some from the backseat time, which is interesting because it's this whole moon situation tomorrow in Aries, moon in Aries is all about, all right, listen, focus, get it together.
Well,
relax.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Yeah. You got to relax with all these things that you think, but you know you don't really need to be a part of. Start really having faith and trusting in your own inner guidance and everything that you love to do, and go forward, push forward with it. At the same time as, like, relaxing into it, you know, looking around. I think that's actually how you do move forward, is to look around and see what's slowing you down. What are you doing that is just not helpful to you? And then you can fly forward.
Yeah, well, you do have to take, that's one of the things that's going on now, is taking control back of our own behavior and making conscious choices to break the old connections that we have to ego-based fear and ego-based lifestyles.
Yeah. It is. It's not easy, but it is a good thing. It definitely you know, these last 2 days have definitely been a little rocky, but it feels like the right work, like good work.
It is. So this, basically, the Pele report and the information about the lunar eclipse is what we've got this show. I hope people who tune in will, and the people listening will get some enlightenment from it and go forward with, you know, a positive, okay, I just lost, like, time, okay? I was looking at my clock. It said, like, 7:27, and I was thinking, oh, my gosh, that doesn't seem right, you know? And I looked back up at it. Now it says 7:40. And you know what? I got an iMac, and it's a pretty good machine. I don't think it screws around. What's going on?
That happens, doesn't it?
It does.
It's happening in both directions. Also, you think an hour has gone by and it's only been like 15 minutes.
And it goes,
yeah, that's the wobbly wobbly, isn't it?
So if you have anything else to add into the mix here, because I think we've covered everything that we were going to cover. Because I don't want to get boring and just go on. I don't really have anything else for this evening. Do you?
I would say whatever you love to do, do that now. Like, why not today? Today is a perfect day to do. And even if it looks, just forget about how it looks, just do it. And it feels so good. For instance, today, for the first time, I've been wanting to stretch. I'm very much a stretcher, but I really, yeah, I don't stretch all the way. And, like, I don't say, I'm going to stretch now, which I've always wanted to do, which is stretch. So I did all kinds of stretches. And I thought, wow, this is what, you know, I just did whatever I felt like my body needed to do. And it felt so good and gave me such a wonderful feeling afterwards. And any little thing that I did, you know, even writing a song, like thinking about, okay, well, I'm sick of singing other people's songs. Let me write my own song. And so I made little recordings of little melody riffs that were coming to my head. And again, it was such a feeling of satisfaction. So I would say the best way to get through this storm that we're going into and are in is to really just do whatever you want to do, like your life depends on it, because it does. I think your happiness depends on it. So
using caution is very important. I wouldn't walk away that without saying, with the proviso of using caution, use your common sense and don't take unneeded risks either. As an Aries, certainly you can appreciate this little commentary. Pick them up and lay them down. Move along. Marshal your resources and keep marching. I think that's really important. I think that's what Tom was saying. He was saying be aware of everything that's going on, but break through. And the only way to break through is with discipline that you create for yourself. And as you say, from a place of self-service and self-empowerment and not outside resource.
Yes, absolutely. And with the Aries energy, I mean, being an Aries, the Aries energy is all about go, go now, go forward, go, go, go. And then the flip side of that is, you know, running too fast, nothing is fast enough, always impatient, running into things that, you know, really were a waste of time or you didn't need to do. So there's that energy that needs to be balanced. but also the other side of Aries and Moon, it's this feeling like we have to do this. Like, and that's where that the fire burn up will come up. And I think maybe that's where we're feeling so much turmoil, because Aries and Moon is going to push you so hard to do what you love to do. And if you fight against it, it's going to fight you back. And like they say, whenever you fight yourself, you'll always lose. So, but embracing that Aries energy, like to understand a little bit about that energy, because it can be so forceful. And if you don't have a lot of Aries in your chart, it can be a little overwhelming. So, and also Aries is a lot of shout and, you know, it's a lot of bark and not quite as much with the bite. You know, there's a lot of plan A, but if plan A doesn't work, a lot of times he'll go limping back, you know, because he's got no plan B. So that's also a way that you can deal with the Aries energy. You know, no, just tell him no. And it's like, okay. But if he has something to say, it'll keep going. And I keep saying he. It's not necessarily he. I mean, I feel very much in Aries being a she. But, you know, I guess it's that point A to point B masculine energy. It helps to be able to communicate with this energy in that way, just straight up, yes, no, and this is what I think, period, you know?
Yeah, taking control.
Right.
And remember,
like mantra.
And remember, this weekend is, you know, we've got a full moon and an eclipse. All of these astrological influences we've just gone over that are influencing it. And Mercury is only 22 minutes away from retrograde station in Scorpio, which is like fucking duh.
Absolutely. But I think also the veil being so thin, this is happening now. Our ancestors are so close to us. The help is here. And so to call on them and say, okay, I understand what's happening here. Please assist me. Please guide me. Please give me strength.
And be really, have a good sense of humor, even if you do get bitch slapped by your ancestors.
There you go. Absolutely.
Because it happens, you know. Spirit might just say, will you wake up and smell the roses and get on with it? Oftentimes, Spirit guides you, especially the family. You know, it's like, that's none of your business. Just marshal your own, you know. So be aware that there are really, it's very strong polarities right now. It's what it is. And so having an anchor in yourself and making choices and strong decisions, perhaps the key word here is strength, inner strength, personal strength, fill your boots.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's important because, you know, there's a dance here being called, you know? So it's not overly dramatic. I don't mean to be overly dramatic, but certainly we all feel it. I mean, personally, for the last couple of weeks, I've been walking around like a bitch on roller skates. My temper is never close to anything but the surface. I'm impatient as heck, even more so for me, which is, wow, where does that come from? There's an endless well somewhere, you know. It's I've noticed these things and I've consciously taken action in changing my mind. And you know very well there's been some trying events to contend with lately. So it's, you know, you do your best. You just got to do your best and be good with that too.
Yeah, absolutely. Like Einstein didn't think, you know, he was going to lose it. Like, anyone trying to do anything ever hasn't felt like, oh, man, I don't know if I can. So, but that's where strength comes in. And you go, all right, well, but what if I can? And then just keep walking.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There are going to be plenty of opportunities. Use caution and a sense of presence when you're making choices. But they're going to be, I think that's one of the reasons that, especially in the Pele report, that Tom says, be careful. Choose things carefully because there are going to be many choices that come up. And that's a good thing. That opens your eyes to what is possible.
And I think when you take your time to decide what you want to do, that's when you give your inner self time to express what it really wants to do. Like to just proceed lightly and more slowly than normal, which is also a really good idea with Mercury retrograde. So, you know, it may look crazy on the outside, but the more we talk about it, I see it's exactly what needs to happen. And there's enough checks and balances here. You know, it's like, all right, well, we're going to throw this in the mix. But then you have the Mercury retrograde, which is much more about, you know, relax and just take your time because things are a little wacky. Like, you know, people aren't going to hear what you're saying. Like, don't just rush forward
forward. I do think that the aspects on this retrograde are impulsing us to make the right choices and decisions because I think it's all about you're not going to be able to relax. I don't think that, you know, I think that's the message here. You know, whereas you might fall back and relax and take it easy, that's not the energy here and that's not the way the universe is going to allow it to lag. So
sure.
I'm
not saying really relax into like relaxation. I'm saying you have to ease a little bit off of yourself. Just like, just take a few more moments. I mean, isn't that what you're doing when you're cautious? You look again. Then you go.
I think
so
you're right.
That
there.
Kind of, yeah. Relax into the moment, look four times, and then proceed.
Yeah. And you're right. You can't get hung up in it. You have to use your instincts and follow your intuition. But perhaps the best thing to say here is don't go into anything thinking, I hope I don't regret this. Don't go there. Walk ahead with clear intentions. Take command.
Yeah.
Take the command. Like Tom says, we did make it to the end of the hour. Well, 7 minutes, but, you know, I said we are at the end of the hour.
Awesome. And a great ending, too. It's walk forward with command. I love that.
There you go. Well, you're an Aries. Or Aries. That's not right. It's not that you're an Aryan. It's that you're Martian.
Right. For the red people.
For the red folks. Oh, okay. Well, thank you, Nick.
Thank you, Glenn. Very helpful. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you. It's very helpful, too. It's about the Pele Report, which you can find at Tom Lesher's Pele Report. It's the New Paradigm Astrology. And you can find that online at newparadigmastrology.com. Just sign up for Tom's weekly Pele report, which is a video vlog of the astrological influences of the moment. It's really worthwhile. It's wonderful. Also, you might want to take the time to look up on Facebook or just online the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. They're about cosmic consciousness and directing our way forward through an interpretation of the astrological influences. They do an outstanding job. And there's just so much information that you can find on their site. It explains a great deal of what's going on. And you can gork the information as well. It's not as difficult to understand as you might think. You know, I began reading astrology reports, I would get so confused and frustrated over this degree or that degree, but a good astrological writer will explain as they go and give you the thrust of the energy that's coming about, the influence, and tell you how to contend with it or what your opportunities are. And you can find that at the Cosmic Intelligence Agency. I really recommend them. And on Monday evenings at 7 p.m. right here on Here Be Monsters, don't forget to tune in to Spirit Therapy with Nicole. Right, Nick?
Yeah, and actually on Monday we're going to be talking about astrology and how you can learn what your cosmic map is to find out what you came here to learn and accomplish and how you work with other energies that are going on, like what we just talked about. So yeah, right along the line, astrology on Monday. Yes.
Great. This show is sponsored by DaughtersOfIsis.com. That's where you can go over and find the fragrant memories of our ancestors. The site is filled with collections that are based in the traditional spiritual expressions of cultures all across the planet. There's the medicine oils. We have a Celtic collection called the witch oils. We have a Mayan Zolcan calendrical collection. And they're all companioned with flower essence formulas that are the vibrational homeopathic application that takes you from the physical or from the known into the unknown. Something we should all be working with this week, I guess. Anyways, it's DaughtersOfIsis.com. And have you got any more announcements, Nick?
Just for Daughters of Isis, the Mahatma Katumi. Mister, big fan right now, and is a tool I will be working with throughout this period and have been. It's awakening the Christ consciousness and the kindness and the love for yourself and others. I'm finding it extremely helpful, so I would recommend it. Mahatma Katumi.
This is the Ascended Masters, the Mahatmas, that's Katumi. And you know what? That's the final thing we really need to walk forward with is kindness. Kindness is the big thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's the shift. In a nutshell.
Yep.
Oh my God. None too seconds. So everybody, thank you for listening in. And Nick, thank you for being with me tonight.
Thank you very much, and love and peace to everyone.
Yeah, let's do some peace. And glad they're that they opened the doors back up today for folks to get their paychecks again. There's something to be grateful for every day.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. All right, have a great week.
That's it for the Consciousness Shift on Here Be Monsters. Thank you for listening in. I'm Gwendolyn Berry, and that was Nicole Tomasini with me, who's still with me until I shut us down, so I guess I'll turn us off.
Good night.
Good night, everybody.